Well, it would have been nice of this last front that went through if we could have managed even 40 points. That would have been nice just to recover things a little bit after the frost. But, you know, if we can go another fortnight or even 3 weeks and we could say that we're guaranteed to get an inch or even 40 or 50 points, well, that'd be fine as well, I think.
Are you disappointed after the weekend?
Oh, yeah, everyone's disappointed. But, you know, it's one of those things, I suppose. It's a farm and game and plenty of people in it. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily rain all the time when the Weather Bureau says it's going to rain.
What would rain do for those frost-affected crops at this point, do you think?
Especially with stem frost, you can definitely say that if you say you've lost 50%, if they try and grow again from the bottom, say send up another tiller, which they are, and it turned around and you had a kind season for the rest of the year, well, that 50% could quite easily only turn into a 75% loss.
What have you been hearing or seeing in terms of frost around this area?
Yes, well, definitely a lot of a bit of stem frost. I wouldn't say a lot in the wheat. Only mainly on the browse. It's interesting where it has settled, but I wouldn't, you know, there's not a percentage you could really put on it, but definitely the lupins have really had a hard time. It's looked like someone's put a blowtorch over them. So, you know, but they're the same too. I think some could recover and some may not. So they're not totally a lost cause, but they're not looking too well at the moment.
So what are you hoping for? What do you want to see? Ideal situation, what would you like?
Oh, if we could just say even next week or the week after get 40 points of rain or, you know, 50, even make it an inch, but we won't be greedy. And then, you know, get into the end of September and October, they're tough times. So if you could just score another inch in that time too, like, it's marvellous how wheat especially can really make up for any sort of ills, you know, because it's not really set in its yield by its tillers. It's more on the head fill and everything like that, whereas barley is really set by its tillers. So the wheat crops, I'd say if we get a kind finish and a couple of rains, you know, of even 40, 50 points in the next couple of months, I think it'll make a big difference.
Have you seen seasons like this before?
No, not really. Not one with such a great start and such a lot of potential and then those frosts. Like, I think someone were talking about minus 4.8. So, you know, that's definitely out of the box. We don't have that.
So, from your point of view, you think there still could be hope yet for some of these crops?
Oh, yes. I would say that I wouldn't have seen the mallee up until we had these frosts and a bit of a dry spell looking better. And it is still in areas, like you have good areas and still other areas that have definitely needed the rain on this last change. But, like, you know, it's like anything, I suppose. If we have a kind spring, and that seems to be always the proof in the pudding to me.
Are you being a bit of an optimist?
Yeah, always an optimist, or else you wouldn't be in the game, I don't think.
Rob Sonigan, agronomist with AgriVision Swan Hill.
At this point in the season, what would some rain do for frost-affected crops?
Oh, it'd be absolutely invaluable. The frost-affected ones, which we estimate, could be up to 30% of most wheat crops in Victorian Mallee. A lot of them are trying to re-tiller now from the base, the ones that are completely damaged. And with very minimal subsoil moisture now available, that's going to struggle to reshoot to try and recuperate some sort of yield. So, yeah, look, rain is absolutely critical, not only for frost-affected crops, but for all crops. We've got large areas of the Mallee, especially on heavier soils, that are really getting low in soil moisture.
So how much rain would those crops need, do you think?
We just about take anything at the moment, but 20, 40, 50 millimetres would be nice. Anything wet is nice, but yeah, we'll definitely need, you know, 10 or 20 millimetres minimum to just really keep them on track or try and get them back onto some sort of productive track.
Have you seen this happen before?
Not to the extent nor so early in the season. To have crops affected by significantly by frost, most people usually associate frost damage with around flowering time or later in the season, you know, late September or October, but to have these significant frosts the first week or so of August is almost unparalleled.